Blog Talk Radio.
Not even they can stop me now. Would I be flying overhead? Their heavy words can't bring me down. Would I have been raised from the dead?
I don't even know how hard life was. I don't even think about it now because
a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. My mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of somewhere up above, they come to you and me. In our darkest hours, to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up in the strangest places, to grace us with their mercy. In our time of need, oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live. Teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
And welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I'm your host, Michael Long. We have a great psychic roundtable with two fabulous ladies who've been doing this a long time and really are very good at it. We have Carol Adams on the show and Barbara Szafranski. Let me say that right. Szafranski. Barbara will tell me if I did that right or not. From Salem, Mass. And both are going to be taking your calls tonight. So just dial on into the show, 347-884-8245. Then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. So you can do that now. Be one of the very first callers aboard. So I would definitely suggest that for sure. And if you're new to Journey into the Light, that's been on the air now for 9 years. We do multiple shows daily, so you want to make sure that you click on the follow button located at the top left of your screen. This way you get news, you get emails right before the shows, 15 minutes before they start, letting you know who the guest is and the time and all of that great information that you need to know. So there you go there. So as you guys are calling on in, 347-884-8245, and then pressing the 1 on your phone, let's go ahead and bring in Barbara Szafranski and Carol Adams to the show. Welcome, ladies.
Hello.
Hi, Michael.
Hey.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Barbara.
We are here.
Good, Barbara. Hope you're well, Barbara.
Well, if I all of a sudden leave the show for a little bit, you'll understand why.
Okay, I know.
Okay.
Do I need to be informed?
Well, I'm going in for a colonoscopy tomorrow, so tonight is the you know what that's like.
Yeah.
Okay. So if all of a sudden you pick up the phone and I'm not there, I'll be right back. Okay.
I understand. If you need the night off, just let me know. And, okay.
But I didn't
want
to go down because she wasn't going to be in tonight either. So.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, thank you. We'll send our prayers for you for tomorrow and everything.
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay. Great. Barbara, did I pronounce your last name right? Is that right? After
yeah,
all
you have to do is to drop the Z, so it's Szafranski.
Yeah.
Okay.
After all these years, but I've caught on this year, Szafranski.
Okay,
I got that. Carol, I you wanted to talk about, which I think would be really neat, about the numbers, and we do have some time. Do you want to talk about that and Donald Trump? I think that'd be really interesting. To the listeners.
I could. I certainly could briefly go over it. Let me just make sure I have his right birthday, though. Hold on. What is he? June? Can you get that, Michael?
Oh, let me look that up. I don't know it offhand. Let me look it up, though.
He's pretty easy to figure out. I think anybody is, once you know their birthday. It's just kind of like a profile of the person.
June 14th.
Okay, and the year is 46.
Yeah.
Okay, so all of a sudden, and I won't get too technical, but it certainly does fulfill. He is coming across exactly who he is as far as astrology goes. And anybody can. I mean, another time I can do Clinton. She's an obvious one. Listeners, one hint with Clinton, she's very secretive. So I leave it up to you to decide what zodiac sign she is. But getting back to Trump, I think one of the big key issues with Trump is, of course, he's a Gemini. And Geminis can easily change, right? I'm sorry, June 14th, what was it? 14th.
Yeah.
Yes. And Geminis are known to change. They can go back and forth very, very easily. The interesting thing I find important with him is his Venus is in Cancer. So his home, the country is his home. And, of course, Cancerians love to protect their home. So, and you might hear that from him a lot of times, you know, protect. He wants to protect. He doesn't want certain people in, you know, whether you agree with him or not. But he's ultra, ultra, ultra with that. And that's his Cancerian aspect with him. The way he communicates is also in Cancer. So, again, more protection, protection, protection. He's got two Leo signs. His rising is also Leo. He needs to rule. He needs to feel he's number one. He also could be very dramatic, great in entertainment. He needs to fulfill his entertainment wishes. Again, drama, entertainment, number one, leadership galore. And his moon, and I can expand on this for another time, Michael. I don't know how much you know you wanted me to go into this, but his moon is in Sag. And that's all about taking opportunity when it knocks. And it's also opposite his sun sign. So already we see one thing that's obvious is he can change his mind a lot. And he does. And it doesn't mean it's bad or good. I think this is his nature. So he can change his mind a lot. At the same time, whatever decision he makes, he wants to make sure he is the one to make the decision and only him. The Cancerian is protection. Protection of his home base, the United States. So, you know, and a great talker, of course. He's got Libra and Gemini. So his words, you know, a great, if he wanted to use his words to manipulate, he would be great at it because he could add drama to it and he could exaggerate very, very well to get something across.
Well, that sounds just like him.
I could do anybody. I could do anybody.
Yeah.
Anytime. You know, next time I could do a Clinton. I don't care who it is. I can do it. Clinton's an obvious one.
Yeah, we'll leave her be. She's out of the picture now.
Right.
She's been ridiculed too much, I think. But anyway, you know, those emails, they're no longer important. But I won't digress there. Barbara, any thoughts on that before we go?
No, He's got a lot of boys around him. His life numbers are 13, and that adds to a 4. And a 4 is a teacher, a boss, somebody who has to be in charge. And then he has a couple of 6s, which are searching. And I think that he's always been searching to be always in charge of everything he ever does. But that's a good leadership, as long as they keep it as a good leadership and not make it be what just all he wants to share it with all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's got the men behind him that are working with him and helping him get through the bad times. Things that he can't do, he's picked people who he can't, that can do it. And that's about it for me.
Okay. That's great. That's great. So you ladies want to ready to take the first caller? We can probably spend, you know, a little more time since we just now we're going to have just the two of the ladies on. How's that sound? Okay. Great. Great. So this will, I think, work out better with just two on instead of three. So let's give it a try and let's go to our first caller. 415 in the Bay Area. Can we get your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Hi. Thanks for taking
Welcome.
My call. Thank you.
And who would you like to go first, Michael?
Oh, it's up to you guys, ladies. Go ahead, whoever. It's,
okay, I'll do it.
Okay.
Jessica,
sure.
What's your birthday, sweetie?
July 16th, 1977.
Got it. And how can I help you?
I guess I kind of have two questions that are related. It's about this guy, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a little bit of a rocky relationship, but I know that there's a connection there. And the other thing related to that is I don't think that our charts are compatible. And I was just kind of curious what you had to say about that, because I definitely have like dated people that our charts were compatible and it didn't work out. So, but it kind of just sticks in my mind, a little bit upsetting. So if you could address both those things, that would be great. Curious to what you have to say about it.
All right. So I'm picking up. You want to know if there's a compatibility between the two birth dates, right?
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure what his birthday though is, because I'm just double checking it right now. I know it's definitely March 5th.
Right, but
I think it's 1985, but I thought that he was 31, but it's that would make him 32. So I'm not really sure about that.
Well, I'll look either one of them up, and then you'll know just from what I tell you which year it is, you know?
I think it's 85.
85 March,
Fifth.
March 85, okay. First of all, I'm looking at yours, and I don't know whether your moon is in Cancer or Leo, because it's kind of like in
between. It's Leo.
In Leo.
Yeah,
okay. Got it. All right, and you have a couple Leos, as you know. And so you got, all right, let me go back to him. March 5th, 85.
Mm-hmm.
All right. March 5th.
I know his rising sign is Leo and his moon sign is Leo too. So if that helps when you're looking up the chart to make sure you have the right one.
And his moon is in Leo?
That
would be
Leo.
1985.
Okay.
But then the interesting part about him is he's got the Venus and Mars both in Aries.
Yeah, which I looked up. That's not good, right?
All right. Well, I'm not saying it's not good. I always believe in just working with the birth date to find out what can work and what cannot work. Venus and Mars in Aries, of course, as you know, is quick energy. It can be impulsive. It can be changeable. It's intimacy. It doesn't, you know, it's not a steadiness. You know, it can be a little bit of a roller coaster ride. Again, that's not necessarily bad. He probably needs certainly to be in his own thing. He doesn't like to conform. So far, am I telling you the right thing? I want to make sure I'm the right year.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
You know, he's nonconformist, energetic, et cetera. All right, but you want to know basically underneath everything we just said, if there's a compatibility. Astrologically, not necessarily, but you would certainly know the best of that. Each sign has a high and a low, do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Some person might be more evolved in, we'll say, a Capricorn, and somebody might not be too evolved in a Capricorn. You know, it depends where, I think he's kind of more on the young side, and I'm not going by his year at all, I'm just going by what I'm picking up with his energy, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
More young, youthful. You ideally need, though, I think this might be the blockage here that you might, I don't even, or the discrepancy or something that you're picking up might not work. Your Mars, as you know, is in Taurus, right?
Right.
Mars and Taurus needs to feel their building blocks. Your ideal mate is a Taurian. Doesn't have to be Taurus, but somebody who likes to build blocks, goes up the ladder with financial security. Very important for you. What does he do? Is he in his own thing?
Yes, he's still sort of finding himself, so nothing's stable. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then that's the conflict. Because Mars in, Mars in Taurus is stability for you. You need some sense of somebody who is stable. It might be tricky. We don't always know in life what stable means, just like security, you know? But mm-hmm. to feel the sense of stability and consistency, I think that's also an issue with you. Consistency and consistency. You have that, of course, the Cancerian sign, the Leo, the appreciation. So to answer you, and not to belabor it, I'm not convinced that you're mostly compatible with him right now.
Okay. So there's nothing, unless like he evolves or something, right?
Correct.
Is that what the story is?
That's exactly it. He evolves. Now, the two Aries in him, I don't know. It could take a while. Does he have anger issues?
Okay.
Does he have anger issues, Jessica?
I don't know him so well, but I think I did see a little something
bubbling. That might flare up. I mean, Aries, and Venus and Mars can easily flare up. So what I would do with this is go, I don't know how long you've been seeing it, I would certainly go slow with it, you know, and to feel it more, and to see where the real character is.
Yeah, I think that we're sort of building a friendship, although right now we haven't talked in a couple of days, and something sort of happened between us, so I'm not really sure if we're going to reconnect, but I feel like we will. The ball's sort of in his court now, because I can't.
It's both in your court. You can do it too. It doesn't matter whose court it is. You know, a lot of times relationships, there's all of a sudden role playing. Forget the role playing. Friendship has no role playing. If you wanted to connect to him and find out more, you know, you find out more just by communicating to him. The friendship is the core of any type of relationship. So I would say, any type of insecurity with it, just keep flowing with it to open up the flower, you know, and see how it's going to blossom.
Right. Do you see a friendship blossoming between us? Or do you think, like, what we just went through is the end of it? Like, a lesson's learned and that's it?
Yeah, well, that's interesting. Barbara, do you want to take that?
Well, how long have you been going together before you had difficulties?
We've it's just been a couple of months,
you're
but
just,
not us going
okay.
together.
Okay.
It's just us sort of hanging
you're just
out
dating
a little bit.
Or hanging
not
out.
Dating,
okay.
just friendly
See,
type of thing.
You're a Cancer. Cancers like to have one guy. They like to get married. They like to cuddle in and so forth. And he's a Pisces, and Pisces are very difficult people sometimes, not always. They hide in the closet. They're not free giving out information. They're on the shyer side. Their careers are very important to them. So if he's got his career underway, has he?
No, he has no idea what he's supposed to be doing. He's sort of discovering himself still.
Well, then just don't hang around. Just be a friend and don't even wait for it. Because
well,
by
I'm
the
wondering
time
if
he
we're able
together,
to even be friends. I'm wondering if we're
well,
even able
to be
friends.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Just be. Would you have words the other day? Did you have a fight?
Yeah. There was like sort of like some like triggering happening and. On my end,
He may not take the time to even waste his time on doing that on both of you. He has a lot of karma around him. He's born on the 8, and that's a lot of karma. And with that, he's still finding himself, and you don't want to be the one who is getting lost in the shuffle.
Right, yes.
So I would just take him. if he calls, if he comes over, fine. Don't discuss it. Don't go back. Just keep on going forward. I wouldn't take my time now and waste your time on trying to make it work, because he's not. He's still venturing. He can't find his career. He can't find anything else. Most important thing right now in his life at his age is his career. So whatever he's doing, that has to come first.
Okay. Okay.
Makes sense? Does that make sense to you, dear?
Yeah, I think that he's more concerned with, like, I guess, like, healing whatever about himself rather than his career. I think he's, like, more interested in finding who he is. But that's, you know, it's all related. Yeah.
It's all the same. It's all the same.
Yeah.
He has to take care of him right now, so you're not going to be the first one in front of him.
Right.
No, and that's okay, because it can grow. It can. Let me tell you, the guy I'm with now, I went with him for a year and a half before he even let him kiss me. And we've been together for 11 years.
Yeah.
Well, I had a little, like, fairy tale in my head that I possibly could see how things would develop between us. Because even just I see how things have sort of opened up a little bit, even us hanging out just a short amount of time. But
then I would do that, but I wouldn't. If somebody else comes along you like a little bit better, I'd grab them.
Mhm. Okay. Yeah, I'm trying not to get attached. Yeah, it's my. I try to keep my mind clear, but I still find myself thinking about him.
That's the cancer in you. That's the cancer in you. You know, it's hard for cancers to let go. Okay? I didn't say let go. I just said don't close your doors.
Right. All righty.
Okay, good luck.
So, yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for the reading. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, dear.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. Again, our number to call on in is 347-884-8245. Okay. Someone has them on speaker. Let's go to area code 612. Get your first name. Are you there?
Oh, hi. Hi. Sorry, I thought you were...
it's okay. You're alive. What's your first name?
My name's Christiana.
Okay. Great. Christiana. Okay, Barbara, do you want to start?
Yes. Kristen, do you have a question for us? That would be a short question that we could help you out with something in life?
Yes. I recently started selling some stuff on Etsy and another website, and I was wondering if I'm going to get sales, if I'm going to be able to sell this things that I'm making.
And you just put it on a new website?
Yeah, a few websites, yeah.
Is the website like... eBay or anything like that?
No, it's Etsy and Fiverr.
It's silver? What, you make jewelry?
Nope. Etsy and the other website is called Fiverr.
Oh, the server, yeah, okay, yeah. What do you make?
I've been making what I call witch balls and witch jars. Magical intentions are set into them to bring, like, healing, love, protection, stuff like that to people.
Yeah. And you've had little cards made up that go with it?
Well, when I get an order, I'm going to send out, like, little papers with the bottles, with the ingredients and what the intention is.
Okay, now, are you blowing the glass for the witch balls yourself?
Nope. They're made out of light bulbs, and then I make jars too, and then sell like psychic readings too. So.
Okay. Well, you're a psychic medium too, you said?
No, I'm not a medium, but
okay.
I do psychic readings.
You just sell it to spiritual places. You might want to get on a website that, or go to, or look up the people in Salem, Massachusetts, where all the witches are. I sell witch balls in my store, but not made out of light bulbs. So if you could give me your website, I'll look at it, because I sell them.
Oh, okay.
Or send me a sample, or get in touch with me, and it's on the, Michael has the print up out there where he has his answers of how to get in touch with me, because I have a store in Salem, and that's why I'm saying it. How will it go? You have to get it into the right trade. You might want to try eBay and that sort of thing also, not just
mm-hmm.
one website, because not everybody goes to that website. It'll only be the people that are signed up for it. So
okay.
Then you're not going to get the whole world that way. So you want to start to send up flyers and things like that and start working towards getting it out into the internet in more than one place.
Okay.
I'm going to hang up my phone. There. And that might work a lot better than just doing it there, but you've got it out there, so you can also go into a lot of places that have shows and things like that, but you want to put it into the which community or the cities, like, say, Salem, that have outside tourists that are coming in.
Okay.
And if you send something to mine, I'll be glad to look at it. You can send me an email or send me the information so that I can look it up. I would go ahead and start to make flyers to attach to these things, because it's a very unusual thing. Do they light up or not? Or are they just glass?
No, they're just glass. And with herbs
huh?
and with herbs and gems and stuff.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think if you get that going and you have little write-ups to go with it, it should take off. But the seasons haven't started up yet. You're not going to expect any comeback until around in June. And that's what I'm seeing. And then you're going to get an order before then. But it's going to be a big order, so you might want to start to get the paperwork ready on it.
Okay.
And how old are you?
31.
Okay, so you're right at a good age now to really work hard on it. Don't give up on it, because if you're making something that's unusual, people like that. But you got to get it out there fast. Because sometimes things like that just last once, 1 year, and then the next year they're gone. So you got to keep on designing things, unfortunately.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So take it. Don't stay just with what you have now. Keep on going. And then go to the websites that have tourist trade in it, like say Salem, like say Boston, and whatever out your way, so that you can get that out into the internet faster.
Okay.
Just don't stay stuck with one thing. Have you signed a contract with them?
No.
Okay, no. So that means that you can go to anybody.
Yeah, I have been trying to. Sorry, there's an echo on this. It's hard to hear. I've been doing life coaching as well, and that just hasn't been going anywhere. So
you know, people. I know that. I understand that. You take up a spiritual thing. You take up numerology, palmistry, and all that, and then you can't get the money back because it's not working. Life coaching is a hard thing to get off the ground. That has to be done more in your own community, not online. Where do you live?
Yeah.
Huh?
Where do I live? Minnesota.
Yep. Minnesota. Okay. So you have to go more towards the stores in your own city and ask around anybody who does readings, anybody who's going. Any metaphysical store is what you should be advertising in. Life
coaching. I tried that and they were full. They didn't need anybody.
Yeah.
But
I know.
Looking.
But don't give up on it, okay? If you were a reader, are you a psychic yourself?
No.
Okay. Do you do readings anywhere, or do people come to you for readings?
I usually do them online. I used to work for some websites where I did psychic readings, but the traffic to the sites wasn't good, and so I just I stopped doing that.
Well, if you don't want to give up at it. Get yourself involved.
I don't want to do it online. I would like to meet with people in person.
Right.
That's where my heart's at.
Then start your own business. Rent a place. Do it there. The only way that I got really successful was that I started my own business where you
can
come and do readings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I?
Go ahead.
Can I
go
add?
Ahead, Michael.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll bring Carol on. I had to mute Carol's line because the echo was coming from the line.
Yeah.
But we'll bring Carol on here a minute. But I just want to add a couple things on this because I've been an entrepreneur myself for 30 years. So, like, what city do you live in Minnesota? Is it a small city, or do you live in a big kind of?
I don't know if it's small. It's a suburb of St. Paul, White Bear Lake.
Okay. So you're near St. Paul and Minneapolis, right?
Yep. Not too
okay.
far away.
Okay, so that's great, because so you got a big, because if you're in a small little town in Minnesota and you want to do it locally, you have to move to get somewhere. So, so Minnesota is not as, Minneapolis is not as spiritual as, say, Massachusetts or Boston or New York, San Francisco, California, but if you don't want to move, so you're going to have to do it there in the big city. But I wanted to say, you said about life coaching and it just didn't work. Well, you're psychic and everybody's intuitive. So, and I've been doing these shows, with life coaches. And what we have to do to get callers is we have to, go ahead and post it as intuitive readings because everybody's intuitive. So as you're given an intuitive reading, you can also do life coaching. So what you can do is advertise it as intuitive readings and life coaching, or intuitive readings and soul coaching, and that I've had
I've
a couple,
done that. Mm-hmm.
And keep doing it. Are you involved in many spiritual groups on Facebook?
Yeah, I am.
How many are you roughly?
Oh, too many.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, probably. I'm in part of 600. Okay. And what you got to do is post. You might not be able to. Some of them you can post your you know, how people can contact you. But if they won't allow that, post, you know, something, a spiritual picture, a quote, something that gets people to you. And then you can, like, say, you know, join my mailing list. So you got to work at it, but there's, you got to, you know, if you don't want to join Journey into the Light, because, you know, there is a fee to join because we're a big show, but you can do your own podcast and you know,
yep,
keep
I
working
do.
At it. You do. Great. Keep
mm-hmm.
working at it. Keep doing them. If you do your podcast on Blog Talk, is that where you do them at?
Yep.
And you do 30-minute shows?
Yep.
The free shows?
I do.
Right. Okay. So do them daily if you can. You know, that's what I had to do. When I started 9 years ago, if I wanted to get popular, I realized I had to do it daily. And that's what I did. But anyway, just giving you some tips.
Okay.
Is all.
But
so,
do any of you see it?
Let's bring Carol
working
in
out
here.
For me?
Okay, let's bring Carol in
is
here.
It,
Carol?
Is it going to get better? Should they?
All right.
No?
Thanks. Thanks, Michael.
Okay.
Do we have anybody else on, Michael? Any other callers?
Not right now. So why don't we go ahead and stay with her for a little bit? Okay.
Got it. What is your birthday, Jess? Where is your fear coming from, first of all?
My fear? Well, I guess over the years I've been told that I'm too much or this or something's wrong with me or whatever. And, like, I could feel emotions really deeply and I can be passionate and I'm very open and honest.
Right.
And I'm trying to learn to refine all of this within me to get to a place where I can use that stuff to my advantage and to help people. So that's my goal. But I suppose there is some fear there that I'm trying to release.
Okay. Do you know what it is? What's your birthday? And I'll get right to it. What is it?
1/13/86.
5/13/86.
No, 1/13/1986.
Got it. Okay. January 13th. Okay. Well, obviously you're Capricorn, and that's my sign as well. And you're ruled by, whether you like it or not, you need to always go up the ladder. And sometimes it's difficult, right? So
yeah.
The fear could be at times, maybe. And you have actually a nice birthday. It's very intense, though. Your Mars is in Scorpio. So once you get involved with something, you're very passionate with it. All about you, though, is certainly to be in your own thing. There's no question about it. It doesn't have to be right now. You know, whenever the time is good for you. Sometimes, you know, we have a time and God has a time. But it's certainly one of your, quote, destinies, if I may use that word, because it can be misconstrued continuously, is to be in your own business. There's no question about it, whether it's now or later on. You're a mixture of water and earth. And water and earth people, and I'm actually I'm the same way, is either going to be very creative, very spiritual, or both. And it sounds from what you're saying, it's both. The insecurity and the fear comes from that Scorpio. Because I think when you have Mars in Scorpio, again, it's very passionate. Do you work with any affirmations?
I do.
Okay.
I came up with a little chant recently that I've been
okay.
Doing.
Okay. So I feel secure within myself. I know that God has its own way. Mars in Scorpio can be controlling. Maybe it's hard for you sometimes to release and surrender and let the universe, God, take its path for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So you could say, I am going forward. I know God is with me. I feel secure with each step that is given to me. Capricorn is all about steps. You have three Capricorns, three. Just like me. So step, step, step. You don't like to leap. And that, it's somebody in your relationship or anybody around you, if they leaped too much, It wouldn't work with you, by the way. It would be impossible. So you need to feel, and there's a cautiousness I'm picking up from your voice, which is fine. With every step that you're making a wise, I emphasize that word, wise, Capricorn, wisdom is one of its qualities that they seek, whether they like it or not. It's going to come to them. Whether you like it or not is to keep climbing up the ladder. Now, where I'm also picking up from you with your voice is your moon in Pisces. Moon in Pisces can go both ways. They can, yes, no, yes. Do you get sometimes you're not sure of going forward? Is that what's going on with the fear?
Yeah.
Okay. So, again, affirmations. I will go forward. I trust that God has given me the best way for me. I feel secure with each step that I make. And I would keep on emphasizing, I feel secure with each step. Because, again, I can almost see how this works for you. The Pisces kicks in, the fish goes upstream, it goes downstream, you got the Mars and the Scorpio, you get the fear, the unknown, the insecurity, and then all this beautiful, the Capricorn stuff doesn't want to climb the ladder anymore. It doesn't want to go anywhere. You know, it's going backwards, or it's just stagnant. So another affirmation, I trust, again, each step that I make, I will not go stagnant. I move freely. I move fluidly. I am the water energy. Water is always moving. I trust the flow of the water. I am water. I go with water. I feel power within myself. I feel secure with myself. And I know that the gifts that are given to me are from God, and I honor them. And I will go forward with the timing that God gives to me. So you don't get too hung up on the timing and or the insecurity.
Yeah, that's good. I like that.
Does that help you?
I'll definitely work on that.
You know, maybe write it down. Because you're very sensitive. Oh. Very sensitive.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, that's true.
And maybe
thank you.
And you're welcome. You know, if something doesn't work right now, maybe don't look at it as if it doesn't work or it's taking too slow. I always go back to the plant. You water the plant, it's going to grow in its own accord. And it knows how to grow. We're not doing anything to it. We're just watering it, putting it in the sunlight, giving it fresh air, you know, and trusting that the divine timing will work its way. So maybe always remember the divine timing. You can't control, I hate that word, Mother Nature. And you are part of Mother Nature, just like Barbara is and just like Michael is and anybody else who listens to the show. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. We hope that helps. Does that help you?
Yeah, it does. It does. Thanks.
You know, you asked, let me say one last thing if I could. You asked, like, will I be successful, though, you said. And it really comes down to, and I can answer that for you. How bad do you want this to happen?
Pretty
to be
bad.
Successful? Like really bad?
Yeah.
Is this really what you want to do? And why do you
sometimes
want to do
this?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I question it. I question it sometimes, but
that's
I do know that I want to help people. And I want to use my life experiences to help people.
Right, and that's the good reason, and if you keep reminding yourself that daily, that, and you just, you know, and pray, I mean, that's what I did in this radio show, because I wanted to help people, and I prayed, God, show me a way to make this work, and I did everything from morning to sunset to make it work, and if you do the same thing, then I'll answer you, and the answer is yes, it will work. It will work. And you can come to any of us anytime for help, okay? And come talk to me off air. I'd be more than happy to give you my experience of 30 years, okay?
Okay.
So.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
You're
welcome.
Very welcome. Very welcome.
Well.
All righty. Take care. Much love to you. All righty. I think, you know, we've all been there. You know, when we first started.
It always still has an, there's always a beginning, right, Michael and Barbara? I mean, there's always a beginning. It's a matter of how to proceed with the beginning and what qualities of wisdoms of that, you know, that we can learn
yes.
and grow with to get to
right.
each step.
Right. And it's great to help people. You know, now we've, you know, done this for so long. What do you think, Barbara?
Oh, it's the same way. I mean, I've been in business for 40 years, and it's been a struggle the whole way. I pray all the time. I'm sitting there, like, talk about affirmations, you know. And sometimes it just gets so you say, oh, how am I ever going to make it through? But I sat down and talked about to God and say, you have to do this for me. This is what you brought me here for, so I expect it to be done. And it'll turn right around. It'll be turned right around. And it'll be going the way you want. I just think she has to get herself involved and push herself a little. She is. She's trying as hard as she can. But sometimes it depends upon where you live.
You know,
yeah.
And all the word successful can be misleading. I mean, maybe she's successful as we speak now with her creativity, without the rewards, the financial rewards. Maybe in a
yeah.
year from now, she
yeah.
will be successful with her financial rewards.
Yep.
Maybe there's certain ingredients
yep.
she has to learn before she gets to the financial rewards.
Sometimes you have to go to the bottom before you get to the top.
Right.
Right.
I think she's there now.
Yeah. And I want to say also is she is limiting herself, though, by saying, I don't want to do this online. But that's where a lot of the business is nowadays. I mean, it's especially what she wants to do, especially where she's located. If she was in New York City or California, L.A., San Diego, Phoenix, I would understand that, but Minnesota, I know a lot about Minnesota. I've lived up in the plains my whole life, and it would be hard.
It's hard to break through. Yeah, it's
yeah.
hard to break through. You know, I did a couple of workshops there about angels, and boy, not everybody liked it.
No.
Of course, because you get the cross, it goes the wrong way, you know, and they
right.
want to push you out because they don't believe in it. But it's becoming more and more, and I find it's coming a lot more out there. I get a lot of people that come to me from that area. I really do. And I can see it growing, and I hope that works for her.
Yeah. I would just suggest to her to, you know, be open more
don't
to the.
Don't give up. Yeah.
Yeah, be more open to the online. And she's doing a radio show. She should be doing, you know, some readings on the show. So that's no different than doing on the phones. Like, you know, we need to get orders on the internet. So.
Yeah. So. It all comes back. It's the internet wave now. Unfortunately,
yeah.
And that's not personal. See, I don't like to do readings over the phone myself. I would rather do them in person to be with the energy of the person and be able to reach them with their soul. But if you can't do that, that's hard.
Yeah.
To do over the phone.
Well, that's interesting, Barbara, because, you know, I think it's an interesting concept what you said. I mean, an artist, you know, sometimes I would like to paint with acrylic, sometimes I would like to paint with some watercolor.
Mm-hmm.
I personally love to do it on the phone because I listen to
yes.
their voice, and their voice is expressing their heart. So, you know,
yeah.
whatever works. Whatever.
Yeah, it's
right.
wherever you're coming from.
Right.
Yeah. Well, before we run out of time, let's go ahead and let you ladies give out your contact information. Carol, do you want to let folks know?
Sure. My name is Carol Olivia Adams, A-D-A-M-S, not Adam, Adams. And my contact information, you change it, Michael? Did you change it?
It's on there. The only thing last week was the headline dropped the S, but everything else had the S on it.
Okay.
But this week's show, everything has the S. It's Adams.
And the sentences are flowing, I hope. Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to check it out.
You will.
But Carol Olivia Adams, and I do intuitive readings, of course, and I use 10,000 different tools. On the show, I do the intuitive astrology, but I certainly do tarot and channeling and a million things. But basically, it's connecting. It's connecting to the heart of the caller and digging up, getting it out, healing it, and moving on to the next step. So it's 718-637-3203. And my Gmail is intuitivecarol@gmail.com. And that lovely lady who called the Capricorn, I can really empathize with her. She's more than welcome to call me, and for 5 minutes I wouldn't charge her, but I'd like to give her some affirmations.
Okay, very good. Barbara?
I'm Reverend Barbara Safransky. The name of my shop is Angelica of the Angels. I'm a medium, a psychic, a channeler. Oh, God, I can't go through all the things that I do. I'm a teacher. I'm a writer. You know, this, we're involved in this whole thing so much, all of us, that we just about do everything. And you can reach me at 978-745-9355. My email is angelicaofsalem@aol.com, and you can also reach me through Facebook.
Okay, very good. And I have all the contact information listed on the show page, folks. And next week, Barbara, we're going to give you the week off. And
okay.
Okay, so next week we'll have Carol and Reverend
That's
Lynn
fine.
On.
Okay.
And then there we go. So all the best to you tomorrow, Barbara. We'll be thinking of you.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. All the best.
As long as it's not disaster.
No, it won't be. You'll be out of it anyway.
Think of the word I just said. Go with it.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Yeah.
I got it.
And we just hope that the results will be okay, too. So I will take everybody's prayers. Believe me, I will. At my age, I have to. And I don't throw them away. I keep them. So have a good luck for the week. And we'll see you the week after next, everybody.
Yes. Keep me updated. Let me know. Send me an email, Barbara.
I will.
Okay.
I will,
thank
dear.
You.
I will.
Bye-bye. Okay. Very good. Thank you. All
bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye, Carol.
Bye-bye.
All righty, everybody. That's going to do it there for tonight's program. Hope you enjoyed that. That was very good. That's going to do it, in fact, for the show. But if anybody wants to contact me privately, you can Michael Long Facebook. My link is here. If you're not a friend of mine, send me a friend request. I'm more than happy to talk to anybody off air for any help that they may need at obviously no charge. So here for you. That's going to be our final show also tonight. And I'll be back live tomorrow afternoon early, 1:30 Eastern tomorrow. Be blessed, my friends, and take care.